This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
For joining me here for another hour of Auto World, and what a great hour we've got lined up for you. We have classic car market editor Phil Skinner joining us. He's on the road. He's at a hotel in Kentucky as we speak, and he's been to Sweden and back, and he's been doing other things, and we can't wait to get caught up with Phil. Telephone-wise, if you have a classic car question anytime throughout the hour, if you have a question about some of the places that Phil's going to be mentioning, like his recent trip to Sweden, we'd love to help you out on that front. If you're going to be attending any of the big upcoming Monterey auctions, and you have a question about that process, we can certainly help you out with that as well. Toll free, so feel free from anywhere in North America. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via email. Seems to be becoming more and more common. Folks like to email their questions. That's fine with us. And the email is bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth a gentleman who is not only a regular contributor to this broadcast, but also a great personal friend as well. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the program the one and only Mr. Phil Skinner. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Hey, Bob. We're doing absolutely wonderful today, taking a little kickback from a long traveling experience. We have about another week on the road, and then we're finally going to get home for 6 whole days.
Wow, 6 whole days. You have been a traveling man, there's no doubt about it. Let's talk a little bit about your trip over to Europe. I understand you came back a week ago Wednesday from the trip. Tell us all about the magic of Sweden and the cool stuff that you saw in Germany as well.
Well, our main reason to go over there, first of all, we left on June 27th. We had to go to Atlanta, Georgia, and we did a Vicari auction down at Atlanta at the Georgia International Convention Center, and it was a really great auction. We had a great time. Good sales, met a lot of friends down there, had several people come in from that had heard about us on the radio program, so it was a really good turnout and great cars, and Vicari will be returning to Atlanta next year. We left straight from Atlanta to Sweden via Chicago, and our main reason to go over there was the Power Big Meet. This is the 42nd year of the Power Big Meet. It started back in 1978. A gentleman by the name of Kjell Gustafsson, he ran a magazine at the time called Power Magazine. He now operates a club called the American Car Club of Sweden, ACCS. Over 8,000 members, and actually I think it's close to 12,000, excuse me, over 12,000 members in the ACCS. And believe me, the enthusiasm for American cars in Sweden and all things America are just outstanding over there. Some places we've gone to over the years, we maybe don't feel all that comfortable being from the USA, American, but in Sweden, they just, you know, open arms and come on in. They love Americans, they love the cars we represent, and this year Probably around 14,000 cars showed up. There's a few a little bit off in the previous year, but that was, I think, due to weather concerns. However, we had great weather right up till the last hour on Saturday, which was, you know, the show was over. And it started to rain. That sent everybody home. But we had a great time. Saw some great cars, old friends, new friends. And believe me, it is a an experience that people should put on their bucket list. And that's the power of Big Meat in Sweden.
Absolutely, and might not be a bad idea to start planning ahead for a year from now to July 2020. Is it too soon to start thinking about making the travel, or would you suggest it's a good idea to kind of make some early plans?
Well, actually, if people want to try to contact me, we do have some lodging available. That's one of the hardest things to get in the town of Lidköping, where the meet is held. We do have a couple of rooms available, a few rooms. This year we sold out a hotel that we had kind of reserved the whole hotel last year, and we kind of just sold it out, so we've already reserved it for next year. We have a couple of rooms left, so if people have an interest and want to go over there, feel free to contact me. You can contact Bob at his email, and he'll pass that on to me, and you can come over to Sweden. We'll give you all the details. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And again, just the sheer size of the event, over 14,000 cars over 3 days of the event. And it must be great fun to be around folks from another part of the world that have the same passion that you and I have for American cars. And, you know, Where did that stem from? Did it stem from television? Where did these folks first get a look at the American cars, and when did it first start to become popular to import them over to Sweden?
Well, back right after World War II, remember, Sweden was not involved in the war. They were a neutral country. So their economy was in very good shape at the end of the war. Getting automobiles out of Europe was very hard because the industry was gearing up. But America was making cars, and Sweden was buying them. A lot of new vehicles from the late 40s were exported over, and that trend continued into the 1950s. And it's amazing if you look at photos, postcards, or images from Sweden in the 1950s, it's about half the cars are American. And that's because they liked American cars. The rest of the European country, you might see an American car once in a while, but in Sweden it was quite prevalent. There was a society back there called the Raggarers. They were taking the used American cars, and it was kind of a youth culture, we'll say. That kind of really instilled the idea of love of automobiles. Some of those Raggarers have grown up. They love big cars today, and their kids and offspring also love the car. So it's kind of just a continuing thing. And the best part is, it's not just convertibles and hardtops. They like sedans and station wagons, heavy horsepower, lots of chrome, and great colors.
That's great. So lots of variety. Another reason why this is something, folks, that you should put on your automotive bucket list. A trip over to Sweden would be absolutely fantastic, and to be there at the same time as that Phil is going to be there and attend the Power Meet, that's a dream come true. In addition to the Power Meet, I also understand that you attended a Yankee Ranch car club show over in Sweden as well. Tell us about that event, Phil.
Well, the Yankee Ranch Car Club is out of the city of Norrtälje, and this is, I believe, it was their 40th year of showing cars. They have a little seaside park that they take over, and they are part of the downtown area, and it becomes a city full of cars on a Saturday morning and afternoon. This year we had about 850 to 900 vehicles at the Yankee Ranch Car Show. This was the following week.
Hold that thought. We want to make sure and talk more about the Yankee Ranch Car Show, but we're up against break, so we'll take a quick pit stop. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you popped your car sideways. I don't really mind. You're the kind of person that believes in making out what love.
He's our go-to guy when it comes to the auction world and collector car items. For many years, a collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, still a collector car market editor these days, working freelance and doing some consulting work for some auction companies as well, and has just returned from a big trip. First off, going to the Lucari auction in Atlanta, and then following that up with the big power meet in Sweden, and then before that last hard network break, Phil was telling us about the Yankee Ranch Car Club show, which is held in, let me give it a shot here at my Swedish, I don't know if I'll do it right, but let's see, Norrtälje, is that right?
That was perfect, Bob. You're right at spot on that one.
Oh, thank you. Well, I have a good teacher, and yours truly, Phil Skinner.
As they say over there in Sweden, it's Hittar Mikkabra. Hittar Mikkabra. Anyway, that means it was very good. Anyway, no, it was the Yankee Ranch show is a bit smaller, like I say, about 1,500 cars. They have... Rockabilly is real big in this the collector car culture over there. They had a lot of rockabilly bands going most of the day, a couple of great food vendors, and we had ourselves a great time on that one. It was really just a lot of fun. This entire trip was an excellent trip, and I was very happy to have my granddaughter with me the whole time, and she's a little car head, so it was kind of fun to do that too.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I understand you saw some vehicles not seen in the USA, including a couple of interesting vehicles which were a combination of both Dodge and Plymouth from the 50s. Tell us about this particular vehicle.
Well, here in the United States, you know, there were Dodges and there were Plymouths. In Canada... the Chrysler Corporation made cars that were kind of a combination. It might have a Plymouth rear end and a Dodge front end, and it would be marketed as a Dodge Mayfair. Or they also had cars called a Dodge Kingsway, which used a DeSoto, a Dodge front end on a DeSoto body. So these vehicles were never sold in the United States. I'm not even sure if they were sold in Canada, but they were exported to foreign countries. And walking down the row, and all of a sudden you see a 57 Dodge, and you say, gee, the trim looks different. And you look and you realize it's a Canadian-built export car. And seeing those cars is what really kind of makes the trip worthwhile for me. Another thing I love to look for are American cars that were sent over to Europe in crates. They call those total knockdown or complete knockdowns, CKD or TKDs. And those are assembled at various places in the world, Antwerp, Belgium, Stockholm, Sweden, Copenhagen, Denmark, Philippine Islands. And for me to find a knockdown car is really a very special treat. And we found several of them on this trip that really were, you know, kind of spectacular cars. The best part, as you were talking about earlier, was meeting enthusiasts from different countries. This year, I talked to people from Estonia, Latvia, Poland, France, Switzerland, Belgium. Gentleman from Belgium drove a beautiful 40 Chevrolet all the way from Belgium to the power meet in Sweden. And to meet these enthusiasts, even Russia, I talked to two collectors from Russia. Mm-hmm. Both of them spoke very good English. One had a big Cadillac. One had a Chevrolet Suburban. And they said they loved the American cars. Getting parts are not real easy, but it's still the big American cars are very popular, especially in just about every country in Europe. And again, while we were there, we had a lot of friends who were from the UK, United Kingdom, over there with us also. So it's a, sure. Like I say, and it was interesting because it was easier to understand the Swedish talking English than it was sometimes the English talking English.
I could see that happening, actually. Sometimes the Brits can get quite confusing sounding.
A little cockney at times.
Yes, absolutely.
But, again, very much enthusiastic in the collector car world. And the best thing is, no politics over there. Everybody's just friends, and you're there for the car.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. More of the world should be like that. That's fantastic. And in addition to visiting Sweden, you took a side trip over to Hamburg, Germany, where you visited some place that is pretty world famous. It's something called Miniature World. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is anything with wheels interests me. And that can be cars or trains and even airplanes. And this Miniature World is in Hamburg. It is the most visited tourist attraction in all of Germany. They've had over 12 million visitors in the past 10 years. It is in a huge, huge, huge warehouse, and it is the world in HO scale. Trains, cars, planes, they have an operating airport. The airplanes take off, they land, and once they land, they taxi up to their gate. The little service trucks come up to them. If you walk around, you'll see a downtown area. Here, all of a sudden, a building might catch fire. And the fire trucks come out of the fire station. Sirens and lights, they go to the site of the fire, put it out, and then they go back to the station. Every 15 minutes, it goes from daylight to dark. You get to see the millions of lights that have been used. They say that there's over 400,000 figures of individual people, and I kind of think that's a light number there. It's just it is just, again, a bucket list thing you've got to put on your list. If you love toys, if you look, there are a lot of vintage cars hidden throughout this gargantuan diorama. And then another place we went to in Hamburg was called the Automobile Prototype Museum. And it deals heavily with Volkswagens and Porsches. And seeing some of the most historic Porsches, a lot of original documentation on the development of the Volkswagen. They actually have a 1938 Volkswagen, one of the prototypes that was used to promote the Volkswagen to the German population. And it's well worth seeing.
It sounds absolutely fascinating. More coming up with Phil Skinner around the bend. We'll talk more about his travels throughout Europe, and then we'll talk about what's on the horizon around the bend. We've got some really cool events to talk about on the Monterey side of California, as well as the Motor City of Detroit. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Baltimore City did not take President Donald Trump's recent attack lying down. Instead, the Charm City was quick to stand up and fight back. Trump lashed out at another African-American lawmaker, Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings, who represents Maryland's 7th Congressional District, saying that the Baltimore District is a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. The president suggested that conditions are far worse and more dangerous than those at the U.S.-Mexican border. Baltimore Mayor Jack Young jumped in with this response.
See all the developments we had done, and we're still working to rebuild some of the areas that need to help the most. So for him to say that was an insult to me.
Tropical Storm Eric is churning toward the Central Pacific and is expected to strengthen into a hurricane by tomorrow. The storm is about 1,300 miles southwest of the tip of Baja California. Forecasters will be keeping a very close eye on the storm. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Courtesy of Brian Setzer from the Stray Cats. A little tribute for Phil saying that in his travels this summer in Sweden and especially at the Yankee Ranch car show, there was a lot of rockabilly being played, so we had to get at least that tune in this into the mix for this program here. Let's talk a little bit more about this miniature world. It sounds like an absolutely fascinating place. Is it something that is kind of like a full day excursion to go through it all, Phil?
It is highly recommended that you contact them via the website and make a reservation for when you're going to arrive, because there can be a line of people waiting to get in, and due to safety restrictions, there's only so many people they can let into this building. Now, it is a huge building. It is a multi-story warehouse, and some of the exhibits actually go in the Swiss Alps, per se. They actually go up two or three stories, so the mountain, it goes up there, and you're walking kind of on catwalks, looking down on all of the things that are going on. And there are little you really have to look, you know, you look at the big picture, you see, oh, isn't that neat? But then you start looking at little things, and there's always little things going on. My girl I was with, Morgan, she pointed out one thing she found was a bunny rabbit teaching its baby bunnies how to color Easter eggs.
So it's just cool, little
things like that. Obviously, if you're into motor vehicles and cars, they have hundreds and hundreds of vehicles, and about 500 of them are actually moving vehicles. A lot of them are static, you know, just in place, but there's a lot of them that are moving around. And again, if you look at little, one of the more recent additions is a HO scale recreation of the Vatican. And if you look in one little corner, you can find a bunch of the monks performing maintenance on the Pope Mobile.
That's great.
So it's, like I say, it's a fun thing. There are little things to look for. Kids love it. Adults, I think adults are amazed by it. And it just, it seems like it goes on forever. They say you can do it in 4 hours. I say allow 8 hours. And the best part is they have a great restaurant right on the grounds. And usually you go to, you know, tourist attractions and the prices of the food is, shall we say, a little high. And the quality is a little low. Just the opposite here at Miniature World. They have fresh cooked pasta right there for you, fresh cooked other meals, full of thing, and the prices I think are quite reasonable. So overall, I think it's a great value once you get yourself to Hamburg.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds like a tremendous opportunity to check out something really cool. I understand while you're in Hamburg as well, you came across some Porsches and Volkswagens, including an original 1939 Beetle, and the original documentation for citizens who wanted to buy one. That must have been quite interesting, Phil.
Again, yes, so that was at the Automobile Prototype Museum, and they had actual documentation. The way it was originally set up is that German workers would be able to save the money and send the money in and get a coupon. And they would fill out a book, like the old days when we had trading stamps there in the U.S.
Sure.
They would get a little stamp, they put it in their book, and when the book was filled up, they could go to the Volkswagen dealer and say, look it, I've paid for my car, and they were supposed to get their car. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. There was a little war that intervened, and Volkswagen kind of got bombed out. But it's also interesting that after the war and up to into the 1960s, people who still had these coupon books said, hey, I want my car. And they had to do some settlements 20 years, 25 years later.
What a great story. Absolutely. Well, around the bend, we've got some wonderful things to tell people about. A lot happens on the Monterey Peninsula come this time of the year, come August, the middle of August, late August, and not only is the Concours at Pebble Beach one of the highlighted features, but there's so many auctions, and there's Concorso Italiano, there's the Concours de Lemons, which is a cool event, and as you and I have both been there many times, it's a bit overwhelming. It's a bit of the millionaires versus the billionaires. That's what Jay Leno has said before. And it's a small community that just explodes in size, which means Major League Manhattan-style bumper-to-bumper traffic jams. And I know a lot of my journalist friends, Phil, you know, have kind of taken it off the list. It's gotten a little bit too big.
Well, unfortunately, it has gotten a little too big for me also, but it still is a bucket list. If you have, everybody should do it once. It is the Pebble Beach Concours. That is the big grand poobah. Entrance fee this year, I believe, is $400 if you buy the ticket in advance, $500 on the day of the event.
Wow.
It is It is not an inexpensive event or weekend. Hotel rates are astronomical, in my opinion. The crowds, as you say, are also astronomical. But you're ready to put up with it. You can see probably the greatest car show, the finest vehicles in the world on the lawn on the 18th green at Pebble Beach. You can visit the lodge and the other facilities there. There are six different collector car auctions that will be taking place. We have Mecum, Worldwide Auctions, which I'm working with them on some projects, Gooding & Company, RM Auctions, Russo & Steele, and I believe there's one other company that escapes my poor little brain right now. There are Automobilia shows. There's one at the Embassy Suite in Seaside, and there's another one at Spanish Bay. It's just anything automotive, and of course, the historic races out at Laguna Seca Racetrack, which is now called WeatherTech Racetrack. That has been going on now for close to 40 years for that. And I believe this year they are celebrating Bentley, which has a long history when being involved in motorsports. So it's kind of it's a celebration of all things automotive. The Concorso Italiano salutes, Italian cars, and the Festival of Speed at the Quail is a very exclusive event. So it's fun to go to. Have a healthy budget. That same weekend, I'll be in Detroit or Detroit area for the Woodward Dream Cruise, and that goes up and down Woodward Avenue, starting at 9 Mile. It heads north up till about 23 Mile. So you've got about 14 miles of cruising various cities along the way. We'll probably be headquartered right around Troy and Royal Oak. And that is, to me, just fun because it's people enjoying cars. And that's what this is all about, is enjoying the automobiles.
Absolutely, and thanks to the miracles of modern technology, you can actually watch the Pebble Beach Sunday afternoon events on Motor Trend TV, the former Velocity Channel. They'll be broadcasting there live, and you can see it from the comfort of your living room. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk some more about Woodward Dream and another interesting event that I'm aware of in Michigan. We'll talk to Phil Skinner about that and lots more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Dusty Hill and Frank Beard, thank you so much for bumming us back in great style. Phil Skinner is with us, and we're talking about some events coming up in the month of August. We've covered the Monterey side of the fence, and now we're going to continue to talk about the Woodward Dream Cruise. And Phil, there's one thing I want to make you aware of. I don't know if you had this one on your schedule, but I've never been to it, but I hear it's something to behold. It Roadkill is a originally a YouTube Motor Trend only television show, but now that Motor Trend and is owned by the Discovery Network, and they have rebranded Velocity Motor Trend TV, but they have this Roadkill, which is the name of a show and also the name of a publication. They have Roadkill Nights, powered by Dodge, brings legal drag racing and thrill rides back to Woodward Avenue Friday and Saturday, August 9th and 10th. So this is a full day of legal drag racing at speeds of up to and over 100 miles an hour. And there's going to be more than 400 Dodge and Mopar vehicles on display. So lots of cool things there. If you're going to be in the Motor City on August 9th and 10th, definitely I can get you some more information on this event, Phil.
I've actually heard about that, and I have started to look into getting media credentials for that event, and we'll be able to report to you how well it goes.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Putting some more Zoom in the room.
That's right. The more Zoom, the better, as far as I'm concerned. One thing that you wrote me that I was really surprised at, I mean, unfortunately, the years just click away. It just seems like yesterday we were all celebrating the 100th anniversary of Ford at Ford Motor Company's global headquarters there in Dearborn, and they hosted a lot of media people, not just for a day or two, but for like 4 or 5 days.
It was an entire week, Bob.
Well, yeah, see, I knew I was there for a long time.
On Monday, and it went all the way through till Sunday afternoon.
It was great.
The last event was a concert by Beyonce, and I think, if I remember right, you and I were so tired, we went and grabbed something to eat, and I think found some other thing to keep us busy that night.
Yes, you showed me some local entertainment there in Detroit, which I really appreciated. That was an experience as well. But, this is definitely an amazing event, the Woodward Avenue Cruise. And I can't believe that 100-year event. Was that 2004? What
2003,
was that?
June of 2003. And I think what you're referring to is my telling you is that Ford is going to be effectively getting a new world headquarters building.
This is what I can't believe, yeah.
And the famous glass house is going to be scheduled for demolition, and they're going to be putting up on another brand new world headquarters.
Wow, that's amazing, because it's such an iconic building. I can see it in my mind's eye right now, having been in Detroit so many times and been at that Dearborn facility. I hate to see it go, but I'm sure they'll build something spectacular to replace it. Evidently, they're making a lot of money off those F-150 pickup trucks.
The company itself is doing quite well. And as a proud stockholder, I'm glad to hear that. But the thing that's really interesting is the day after the Woodward Dream Cruise, in the parking lot surrounding the world headquarters, is the, they call it the Mustang Memories Car Show, all Ford car show. And it is, again, a fun event to go to. They have a great little swap meet with vendors. And some people are garage cleaners. They just clearing out the garage, and you never know what you may find down there. I have found some real Ford collectibles and treasures. And so that's what makes going to Woodward such a great event.
Oh, absolutely. And just the excitement there during what is a Saturday, but actually is a week-long cruise, because the real veterans start cruising on Monday night and ramp it up all throughout the week. And sometimes it's good to go if you happen to be in town earlier, if you can go and park yourself at one of the establishments along Woodward Avenue, one of the fine family-owned restaurants, and be able to check out some stuff that gets paraded during the queue-up to Saturday, but won't necessarily be there on Saturday or get lost in the shuffle of Saturday.
Exactly. And the best part about it is you go up and down Woodward Avenue, there are so many fabulous places to eat. I'm a Coney freak. I love my Coney dogs. A couple of those. But Saturday night, it's been a tradition. I have several friends, or Saturday afternoon, we go to a White Castle right off of 13 Mile. And that's become kind of a tradition. It's the only time of the year I'll go to White Castle. But it's our cheap tradition.
Well, that's great. And again, this is another thing for folks to put on their automotive bucket list. At least once in your life, you need to see this event, because, I mean, it's a tremendous number of vehicles. We're talking, 30,000 vehicles going up and down Woodward Avenue during the course of the day, and people will bring what they bring, and they'll bring everything from brand new cars, not even necessarily some of these modern day supercars, but they'll bring homemade cars, and you'll see some very interesting sights. I still remember, and I know we've touched on it before, the gentleman who made a vehicle out of a bathtub and had a young lady taking a shower riding in the bathtub going down the street.
Yes, and then we had last year a couple out of, out of Spokane, Washington, converted a Datsun pickup truck into a giant radio flyer wagon.
Oh, wow.
Motorized, and they were drove it. They were proud, and they were kind of the hit of the belle of the ball, we'll call them. The belle of the ball with their radio flyer. But there's so many other great vehicles, people just having fun. They still have to, you know, stay within the law and, don't be trying to light up your tires because they do come down on that. And I think this, Motor Trend, as you said, roadkill event, will probably alleviate some of the desire to do that because they'll now have a legal place that'll be safe and functional for them to, go and exhibit their horsepower skills.
Absolutely, and we'll definitely get you some information. I'm going to have somebody on the show. I'm going to reach out to Motor Trend and also to the folks at Dodge. So one way or the other, we'll get you hooked up with credentials so you can report on this as long as you're going to be there in that neck of the woods. But I can't believe that, the glass building there, Ford's world headquarters, is going away. But that's change. That's time marching on. 2003 doesn't seem that long ago, Phil. It really doesn't, you know.
No, it just seems like yesterday. But I guess that's because we get older, and they say the older you get, the shorter time appears.
I know. That's what older folks used to say to both of us when we were younger, but now we're saying it, so... It's true.
Christmas only came once a year. Now it seems like it comes once a month. Anyway.
So what about our friend Brian? Is he going to be at Woodward to see all the excitement of the event?
Brian and I have been in conversation, and he's going to be there. In fact, I'm probably going to see Brian in about a week. I'm going to be in Dearborn. Currently what I'm doing right now is this weekend, this past week, I mean last night, we were in Tupelo, Mississippi, birthplace of Elvis, for the International Edsel Club, and we're heading to Reedsburg, Wisconsin now for the Edsel Owners Club. There's two major Edsel Club clubs out there. I'm involved with both of them, kind of too much, and we're going to be heading up, like I say, to Reedsburg, Wisconsin for this next weekend for the Edsel Owners Club, and that should be quite an interesting meeting.
Absolutely. You've got some great things on the horizon, and we so appreciate your time here today, and no doubt we'll check in with you as the events continue to unwind in this amazing automotive summer of 2019.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.